The project is anticipated to continue through the rest of the week here as we move through those three selected neighborhoods, and then culminating at the end of the week, and further surveying will be done to make sure that the neighborhoods are up to code with any violations that would be there from nuisance items. Deterioration of neighborhoods is addressed through a lot of issues, and one of them is maintenance issues. And it's the effect where when one person doesn't maintain their property or keeps items in their property, then the whole neighborhood is adversely affected by that. And so it has a tendency to snowball over time. And that is what the city tries to do, not just with this project, but through the entire year with the nuisance programs that we do. The notice process begins in mid-March. The decisions are actually made on the neighborhoods with a team of people that address things such as the number of nuisance complaints, number of property maintenance complaints, police calls. And then we also take into account ratios of owner to occupied, of residential in the neighborhood. And then we also look at the maturity of the neighborhood, whether there's folks that are living there that a lot of these neighborhoods are more mature, and so the folks that are living there are possibly getting older, have raised their families, and maybe don't have the means to get the items that they need to get out to the landfill as easily, and so that's why the city wants to step in and lend that helping hand. And so then in mid-March, we give notice to the residents in those neighborhoods. And it comes by mail and by telephone. And then we give a reminder later on in March. And then the first week of April, we send another reminder and another phone call so that folks are aware of what we will take and what we won't and when we're coming. Project NICE was originally made as a program to help control two things, to help control the impact of nuisance complaints on the city, because we found that the number of nuisance complaints 20, 30 years ago was going up faster than the population. And so in a way to address that, to help the city control the expense of addressing nuisance complaints, this was seen as a proactive act. On the flip side of that, the benefit to the city was to have a proactive way that the city could assist neighborhoods in their cleanup efforts. And so for that reason, Project NICE was created, and it's a three-year project. So we do the cleanup portion the first year and the survey of any violations that remain on the property after the cleanup, and then we address those items. The next year, year number two, we give a reminder letter to the residents and tell them, remember last year when we did the cleanup and these are the sorts of things we took? Okay, we're going to come by again. We won't offer a cleanup the second time, but we will go by and look for nuisance violations and then work with folks to get anything cleaned up that needs to be. And then the third year, we don't tell people that we're doing a survey because by then we're thinking that everybody's got the idea of what we're doing here. And then we just do the survey and notify those few folks that may still be having problems. Project KEEP was designed as a follow-up to Project NICE. So there's some Project NICE neighborhoods that you go in and clean them up and you never go back again. And then there's some neighborhoods that have a lot of turnover to them, a lot of rental that maybe 3 years ago there was totally different people that were living there and that haven't participated in the program and so weren't quite sure what they needed to do. And so Project KEEP was thought up years later to address that, to go into a neighborhood that maybe just needs a little nudge.